Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee with Ben Ballard, head coach of the Pella football team, as we're late into primetime. Lightning delay, but a huge win for your team, 44-7, especially considering the quality of opponent. This is a team that just pushed Newton to the edge last week. They've had some big wins earlier this year. First of all, what does it mean to see your team put together maybe their best four quarters to date?
Yeah, I think you nailed it there. From an execution standpoint, this is easily the best four quarters we played. So happy for our seniors, right? Senior night is about them and started with them and finished with them. And so it's cool to see kind of that crew come together. We had a great week of practice, and really then just to come out and I think in a lot of phases and all sides all really take care of things and dominate was great.
Well, caught a little off guard. I know you were preparing for QB1, but then the CCA comes out in a completely different look to open the drive. They kind of shove it down your throat. You go down to the 1-yard line, fumble. Maybe the only moment of panic in this game, but your defense, the 3-and-out, turn around. The offense didn't panic this time, got the ball back into position to score, and so you know it's 14-7. What was it like to see your guys overcome that slowish, I say ish start, and to see them really turn things around there in the second quarter?
Well, their quarterback, number 13, is an incredible kid. We talked about him in pregame and knew he had a potential to play but didn't know. And certainly he did. I'm still not sure he could throw the ball real well. I don't know that he even threw it at all, but he's a talented runner too. And so that did catch us off a guard a little bit and just a couple missed assignments with maybe his speed, I think, probably fed into that. And we certainly would like to have that fumble back because it was a great drive by our offense down and to not have it. So, you know, back to that, I think it was just don't panic. We talked to the guys, hey, we're okay. We had a lot to fix on watching the tape and seeing, okay, why were we misfitting on some of the stuff defensively? And offensively, we knew, okay, we can run the ball. We just got to take care of it and get it in.
Well, I think they had 6 first downs on that opening drive, and you held them to maybe 3 the rest of the game. And the sense of just your defense turning things around, and we'll talk about the offense in a second, but again, these guys take things personally, it feels like. That first score, I'm sure they took personally and really took a very good CCA team and contained, especially their good speed.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the reality is you don't see, we didn't change calls a lot. It was maybe just some fits and again adjustments to how fast they were, and credit to them, you know, they did some really nice things there that maybe we hadn't seen on tape or like that. And so credit to them, but we made adjustments on the sidelines, similar calls and some tweaks there that put us in good spots. And so yeah, I think that our defense certainly prides itself on responding, and we did a great job of that.
Well, it feels like if you're going to have success in the postseason, the offensive combo tonight was really, really big. We'll start with Ian, the offensive line in particular. It felt like every time he had the hand in his balls, he had 4 yards of open space, and then he was getting hit, which, of course, is super dangerous, and he showed that with a 200-yard performance. Obviously, if this team is going to go do what it wants to do, Emmanuel's going to have a big postseason.
Yeah, we've said that all along, and you know, probably haven't done, that's on me and the staff, we haven't done maybe as good of a job in some of the situations game-wise of making sure he gets his touches, and tonight we did, and we need to continue to use him. He's a weapon. He's a talented football player, and credit to our offensive line too. They did a great job. As you mentioned, some of those holes certainly were open, and then he was able to kind of make that second guy miss, and then you got a real dangerous play.
And then Michael maybe had his best night throwing, especially considering the conditions. It was already kind of wet and misty as you started the game, and he had some really nice touchdown passes in particular.
Yeah, I think he made some good decisions as far as where to go. We have some kind of RPO or just a choice route type stuff, and he made some great decisions on where to send the ball, and so that really opened up, you know, Tyson Rosa, kind of a new-ish comer, had a great night with some explosive touches there. Logan and Harry, look with, you know, what they did scoring touchdowns. I think they had 2 each, and so that becomes really a weapon for us when we can get a team in the red zone, and then where normally you're thinking pack it in, and now you can throw some of that stuff on the outside. That's a challenge to an offense or to a defense. Excuse me.
We're here with Ben Ballard, head coach of the Pella football team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee, a 44-7 senior night win over a very solid Clear Creek and Manatee team. And coach, this sets you up exactly where you want to be. You're pretty much in fact, you are in the postseason with this win for sure. Now it's a matter of trying to secure that number 4 seed. I know we've talked about that a lot. That opportunity is in front of these guys. A tough Grinnell team, especially at their place, is usually really tough to play. But I imagine your guys, especially with the way they played tonight, are going to go into that game with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, I hope so. I think so. That's the plan. But the reality is we got to do it. And we learned that a little bit this week. We had kind of a reset on our practice and just, I think, had a good week of practice. And you have to continue to do that. This game is crazy. How you practice is what you end up seeing on the field. And I think credit to our guys, the way they prepared this week. But next Monday, it starts all over. And we got to do it every week. So.
And I know now we can finally talk about it because it's a game in front of us. How exciting is it to have that opportunity to know that a win very much sets you up in a position to at least certainly have one home game, if not two, which, of course, as you remember last year, was a huge part in getting you to the Dome.
Yeah, you want to be home. We got a beautiful stadium. You want to be in front of your fans. And certainly just the not having to have the travel logistics is a bonus. And so, we want to go out if we have that opportunity and take care of business and get that opportunity for sure.
Well, and this is a Tigers team that upset Clear Creek and Amana to start this district season, and one that, again, it feels like at home in particular, really a dangerous team. How do you prepare for that group knowing they've got some pretty key players on that roster?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I haven't started the scout yet. I'm trying not to look ahead, you know, so I do know they have a running back, a talented running back, and I think he plays linebacker too. They have a couple speedsters from their track team. So they're going to be a good team. They'll be a great opponent. You know, I have no doubt they're going to want last game of the year. They want nothing more than to knock us off. And so, I think it'll be a great test. We got to come ready to go, and then I think we can take care of business.
Well, as we talk at 11:20, you got a chance to have your first senior night walk here tonight, a tradition you've carried over from Coach McKinstry, and obviously a really, really important senior group to this program and revitalizing and giving it new energy. And hopefully this won't be the send-off, though, tonight.
Yeah, no, definitely not. We want to be back here. And I just think, again, I've said it a couple times, but credit to them. You know, when you're a brand new head coach, you know, I leaned on that crew early, and certainly I instilled some of my stuff here, but you also have to have the buy-in of that group. And so I'm very, very grateful and blessed that this crew, you know, welcomed me. They certainly knew me, but welcomed me as the head coach and bought into maybe some of the things I wanted to bring about in our program. And so I'll forever be grateful for this crew and kind of how they helped my career start.
Well, if they play like they did tonight, Coach, it feels like this will not be our last couple of games. It's Ben Ballard, head coach of the Pella football team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, appreciate your time. Trevor will send you home next week. I'll get some photography in, and then it's playoff time. Appreciate it.
All right. We always appreciate the coverage. Thank you, guys.